From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of this opening message in a series of studies in the law of God. Unfortunately, there are Christians who think that the law of God has no place in the life of a New Testament believer. Others labor under the delusion that they can be saved by their efforts to keep the law. But what does the Word of God really have to say about God's law? In introducing the series, Dr. Cairns has been dealing with the reasons why God gave the law. God gave the law, in the first place, in order to make men know that they are accountable to Him for all they are and do. Then the law is intended to make clear to all men God's standard for right and wrong. The law sets forth the only standard of acceptance with God, perfect obedience to its precepts and commands. It establishes the guilt of fallen man before a holy God and slays all self-righteousness. In the face of this rather dark picture, we see that the great purpose of the law is to lead sinners to Christ, the one who alone met the absolute standard of the law. Finally, God gave the law to direct Christians in the art of holy living. May the Lord bless His word to all our hearts. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message on why God gave the law. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's meditation is found in Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 41. I will rejoice over them to do them good. How heart-cheering to the believer is the delight which God has in His saints. We cannot see any reason in ourselves why the Lord should take pleasure in us. We cannot take delight in ourselves, for we often have to groan being burdened, conscious of our sinfulness and deploring our unfaithfulness. And we fear that God's people cannot take much delight in us, for they must perceive so much of our imperfections and our follies that they may rather lament our infirmities than admire our graces. But we love to dwell upon this transcendent truth, this glorious mystery, that as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so does the Lord rejoice over us. We do not read anywhere that God delighteth in the cloud-capped mountains or the sparkling stars, but we do read that He delighteth in the habitable parts of the earth, and that His delights are with the sons of men. We do not find it written that even angels give His soul delight, nor doth He say concerning cherubim and seraphim, Thou shalt be called Hephzibah, for the Lord delighteth in thee. But He does say it to all poor fallen creatures like ourselves, debased and depraved by sin, but saved, exalted, and glorified by His grace. In what strong language He expresses His delight in His people! Who could have conceived of the Eternal One as bursting forth into a song? Yet it is written, He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. As He looked upon the world He had made, He said, It is very good. But when He beheld those who are the purchase of Jesus' blood, His own chosen ones, it seemed as if the great heart of the infinite could restrain itself no longer, but overflowed in divine exclamations of joy. Should not we utter our grateful response to such a marvelous declaration of His love, and sing, I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Of our Father, which passes all other, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ our Lord.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
just as a schoolmaster would whip and cajole and hurt and drive his student to learn, so the law whips and wounds in order to lead us to Christ. Because listen, God demands a perfect righteousness, and the gospel points to Christ and says, Christ has provided it. God says, here is my standard, impeccable obedience. The gospel points to Christ. God the Father speaks from heaven and says, yes, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The gospel tells us that Christ is made unto us righteousness. Oh, the law would bring us wounded, condemned to the feet of Jesus. I was speaking to one of our ministers this week, Reverend David Braham. He was talking about a book of poems that he had got recently, written by some of the greatest hymn writers in the Christian church. And one of them was the original version of Augustus Toplady's great hymn, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. When he wrote the words of that hymn, Toplady gave it the title something like this: The Prayer of the Holiest Saint in the World as he meets God. Then he wrote, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. That, my friend, that alone is the gospel. The law tells you what you need, and it batters you to the foot of the cross, where you can see Christ has met all its demands. Thank God there is power in His blood to cleanse us from every sin. There is grace in His righteousness to cover us in the sight of a holy God. The law is satisfied. We as believers are justified by Him who fully kept God's law. Why did God give the law? So that you and I would not be foolish, sinful, wicked wretches who would go out to God puffing out our chest in self-righteous pride, saying, Lord, look what I have done, when what we have done, even at its holiest, is only fit to condemn us to hell. God has given us His law so that, deprived of every hope in ourselves, we would rush to the cross and cry, wash me, O Lamb of God, wash me from sin. Then, of course, the final reason that I mentioned why God gave His law is not only to lead us to Christ for salvation, but to direct saints in Christ in the art of holy living. The preface to the Ten Commandments, and I'll come back to this in future weeks, shows that they were addressed to a people already redeemed. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. These are commandments then for a redeemed people. Christians are not under the law as a covenant of life. They are not under the law as a way of salvation. The law has no condemning power over a justified soul, but the law has a commanding power because it is a revelation of the holy will and nature of our God. Paul says, I delight in the law of God, in the inward man. You know, only a Christian could say that. Not another soul on God's earth delights in the law of God after the inward man, but a man who has been justified freely by God's grace and has been delivered from any hope of depending in his own works. But once you're saved, this is why I said a moment ago, so many people take the words free from the law, O happy condition, or Paul's words, you are not under law but under grace. They take them in a way that neither the scriptures nor the hymn writer ever intended. Why would a Christian want to be free from the commands of God? Why would a Christian want to be free from the constraints of perfect holiness in his life? Paul says, I delight in God's law. In Psalm 119, verses 4 and 5, the psalmist said, Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Then he added this prayer. And I would to God it would be the prayer of all our hearts tonight. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. God has given his law to delight the hearts of his people and direct their steps in holy obedience to him. Here then are some reasons why God gave us his law. And as we've gone through them, as quickly as I can, they let us catch a glimpse of God in all his majesty, of ourselves in all our sin and subsequent danger. They let us catch a glimpse of Christ in all his saving fullness and power, and of the way of salvation in all its simplicity. This nation sorely needs to understand these things. But so do we. Wasn't it Harry Truman who put the notice on his desk, the buck stops here? Well, I think we could just turn that right around tonight and say the buck starts here. It's useless for Christians to talk about what the nation needs and ignore meeting that need in their own lives. Men and women, we need to come to a deep, heartbreaking understanding of the holy law of God in all its biblical exposition. We have seen tonight why God gave it. I trust we'll learn from that, profit from that. In a nutshell, if you're in this meeting still an unrepentant, self-righteous sinner with a profession of Christianity that lets you go on glibly on your way to hell with an ungodly life, listen, I trust you've learned enough to drive you to the cross. And if you are a Christian, I trust that you'll go out of this place with that prayer of the psalmist, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. just a moment the meeting will be over. I want us to take just a moment of quietness when preacher and listener alike can examine his heart before God and in the light of God's holy law find out, where do I stand with God? What righteousness do I have to plead before Him at the judgment? Am I doomed by my sin to that awful, awful condemnation? Saying, Lord, Lord, but only to hear, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Men and women, boys and girls, young people starting out in life, think deeply. Turn quickly to Christ. Turn quickly to Christ. You'll find in Him a welcome and a perfect salvation. Christian, go out of this place tonight with the prayer that God will stamp His fear on your heart by the sight of Christ. That you'll live in holy obedience to Him. If I can help you in the things of God, especially if you're not saved, or if you've only an empty shell of a religion that's going to leave you forever in God's hell, I plead with you to remain as the others leave. I'd be happy to open the Scriptures with you and point you to Christ. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every soul. And after the feeble, faltering voice of man is silent, O God, by thy gracious Holy Spirit, speak on. Lord, we cry to thee for conviction of sin. We cry that the schoolmaster will drive souls to the cross. O Lord, sea of sinners. O Lord, cleanse and stir up thy saints. O Lord, visit thy church. And in this day of such moral and spiritual darkness and confusion, let the light of holy truth shine in this place, and from this place, through the nation, to the ends of the earth. Lord, answer prayer. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear, both now till Jesus comes or calls. We pray in His name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.